The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And first and foremost, we welcome your phone calls. And that's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. In the last hour, we talked about something called the Cecil Effect. What's happening in Zimbabwe in light of the Cecil, the lion that was shot by a dentist there. I don't know how long ago that was, but it was last year sometime. Now we're finding that some of the conservancies over there have an overpopulation of lions, and they don't know what to do about it. They don't know if they can go in and cull them and kill them. They don't know if they can try to move them. But what's happened is that the hunting community has rejected Zimbabwe as a destination for various reasons. Number one, the airlines have stopped flying, the hunters, basically their trophies home, you know, the hides and the heads of the animals. They stopped doing that. The United States, in a knee-jerk typical reaction to this administration, have now declared some of African lion species and subspecies as endangered. Endangered. Exactly right. There have been other, you know, other effects there. And, you know, the lion population has now started to, grow unabated. People are endangered and, the money's not flowing in from foreign hunters, to supplement the incomes of the villages, to feed the people and that type of thing. So, you know, thank you, animal activist. You've pretty much hurt the people that need the most help in the country of Zimbabwe, and you haven't helped the lion population, because what will happen is now the game managers will go in and shoot them and kill them by the hundreds, because the recreational guys that pay big money to do that aren't showing up. I want to thank you, Zimbabwe. I want to thank you, animal activists, and we want to thank you, all you social media haters out there. Just say. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The spring season for Maryland Chesapeake Bay striped bass opens April 16th. The season will run through May 15th of one fish per person per day of 35 inches or larger. Following that, the summer season runs May 16th through December 20th. Will remain the same as 2015. Anglers can keep two fish per day over 20 inches or longer, with only one fish being over 28 inches. And when you measure a striped bass, you measure it from the tip of the snout to the tip of the tail. The coastal Atlantic Ocean and Coastal Bays striped bass limit is still one fish per day with a minimum length of 28 inches. There are changes being considered for the 2016 coastal season. And those changes are available for review on the DNR website. The reservoirs like Liberty, Piney Run, Tridelphia, Conowingo, Broadford Lake, and Rocky Gorge are also open to fishing for striped bass year-round, with an 18-inch minimum size, two fish per day possession limit, and only one of the two fish being longer than 30 inches. So that's the update on the Chesapeake Bay striped bass, rockfish season proposals, and so forth. So there you are. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're going to go from here with your phone call, so give us a call. And that's how we're going to keep this show moving, with your phone calls, comments, whatever you'd like to talk about. We have the best-looking producer this morning for the second hour of the show, and that's Miss Bethany. She has a lovely voice that when she answers the phone, you're just going to think you're in paradise. So, you know, you need, if you want to experience that, you just need to give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680. What? There she is. Look at that. She's welcoming your calls. All right. I started talking earlier about a little bit about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, what's going on. We're advancing our Poaching Restitution Act through the General Assembly. It's on second reader in the Senate. It's still in the House Committee, but we're confident that it'll be voted out of the House Committee. We passed the Senate Committee, Environmental Matters Committee. We passed that unanimously, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about bipartisanship. We have a Republican governor here in Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan. Great guy, in my opinion. He actually came down and spent some time with us at our event on the 4th, Blaze and Camo Day. He grabbed one of our hats, and he put our hat on and posed for pictures with us, and we had some serious conversations about a couple of things. And then a lot of the folks from the General Assembly, a lot of the lawmakers showed up, Republicans and Democrats and delegates and senators showed up, and all of them wore our blaze orange cap and had a good time. So that was our second annual Hunters Rally. The folks that were there, you know, they got to interact with the governor. They got to interact with their own delegates, and, you know, the pictures are out there. We'll get them up on the website here pretty shortly. But anyway, when we go to when we have a bill, or when we're you know, promoting a bill or testifying on a bill, that bill process is meant to kill legislation, not to move legislation, not to pass laws, but to prevent laws from being passed. If you have any questions on that, go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website and read how a bill becomes law. Just read about that. It's a very, very complicated process. It goes, when you have a bill crafted, it has to be reviewed, all the spelling, all the grammar, all the, you know, all the codes, everything has to be in there. What you want to do with that bill, what law you want to repeal, what position you want to advance. And then that goes through a series of hearings by committees. So, for example, in the environmental matters in the Senate, a committee's comprised of 7 Democrats and 4 Republicans. Keep in mind that the Democrat Party has the majority in the General Assembly, in both the House and in the Senate. So they have majority positions on both, on committee, all the committees in in both chambers. Let's put it that way. In both chambers, the Democrats have majorities on all the committees, judicial, environmental, whatever it might be. So our bills go before the Environmental Committee, and this is one example in the Senate. Let's say the Poaching Restitution Act. We go and we testify. We have our panel there. We have people who are landowners and have organizations that they're presidents of. And we have people that are experts on parts of the bill that we may get questions on. We have people from the Hunting Coalition to talk about the bill. And then, of course, the bill's, you know, told the panel's the bill is introduced by the sponsor of the bill. If, for example, the Poaching Restitution Act is Johnny Ray Solling from Baltimore County. So the sponsor speaks to the panel and then speaks to the committee and then turns it over to the panel, and then the panel gives their testimony. Of course, ahead of time, there's written testimony, and the written testimony may be pages and pages and pages and pages, but this oral testimony is limited to 2 minutes. So we have to make our point and get it done. So to get our bills passed in the Senate Environmental Matters Committee, there are 4 Republicans and 7 Democrats. So if you add up 7 and 4, that's 11. To get a bill passed, you have to have 6 votes. So even if all the Republicans are in favor of the bill, and all Republicans vote in favor of the bill, but all the Democrats vote on long party lines, well, then your bill's dead. You know, it's dead. So it's, you know, 4 against 7. So what you have to do is get a majority Well, this is where the Maryland Hunting Coalition does. It works with both sides of the aisle. It works with the Democrats. It works with the Republicans. It works with the House. It works with the Senate. We have to present a position to the committee, not along political party lines, not along ideological lines, but we have to present common sense arguments. And we have to say, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate the fact that you've allowed us to come and testify today. Here are the facts. Non-emotional, non-judgmental, nothing. Here are the facts. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. We hope you'll see it our way. Well, the Poaching Restitution Act advanced through the Senate committee with a 100% unanimous vote. All 11 senators agreed that our bill was a good proposal. So, you can't bash one party or another. You can't side with one party or another. You have to go into Annapolis when you are lobbying for your cause, when you're trying to advance legislation, and appeal to everyone. Everyone. Doesn't matter what party they are. You have to construct a logical, concise, easy-to-understand presentation so that the people will see what your bill, your legislation that you're proposing does for the citizens of Maryland. And we have reaped criticism because we work with both sides of the aisle. We work with both chambers. But to get anything done, you have to work with the minority and the majority to advance your position. That's all I'm saying. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We welcome your phone calls. Bethany will field that call. And we'd like to hear from you, whether it's fishing or hunting or the outdoors or upcoming fishing season. Have you been out? Have you caught any perch? Have you caught any crappies? Are you going today? Are you going goose hunting for the resident goose, Canada goose? Are you going snow goose hunting? It's kind of an odd transition period kind of year, time of year, February into March. And of course, that stinking little varmint, that rodent, that prognosticator that Phil the groundhog said that we were going to have an early spring. Are we seeing it yet? Are we seeing it? Is it early? We haven't had six more weeks of winter. That was February 2nd now. No? All right. Well. Why February 2nd? I don't know. I never researched that. So we'll take your calls at 410-WCBM 680, 800-WCBM 680, 800-922-668. What do we have? A hit and run artist? Hung up? Why'd he hung up? I don't know. You know, we haven't had a good animal activist on here recently. I thought maybe Cecil would prompt some animal activist to tell us how awful hunters are and all that stuff, but I guess we make a good argument here for hunting, so the enemies don't come crawling out of the woodwork. Yeah? Good coffee. Where are we going to go? Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I'm going to tell you about the Maryland Hunting Coalition here real quick. Our legacy dinner and benefits coming up on Saturday, March 26th, noon to 4, and that's at Martin's Westminster. The flyer is available on our website at mdhuntingcoalition.org. We have a redneck blind, a new soft side camo blind, 6 foot by 6 foot, and a stand that you can haul out to the woods and elevate your stand, redneck blind, donated by the local dealer up here just across the Maryland line up there in Western Maryland, Steve House, who is the redneck blind dealer. And that was very, very generous of him. And he is also a silver sponsor of our event. And sponsorships are available, silver, gold, platinum. That's all on the website. But the tickets are $50 per individual, $90 for a couple. And then we have what's called an early bird special on our raffle tickets. We have tremendous raffle items, the bucket raffles where you go around and put your raffle ticket in on the prize you want to win. We got some really, really good stuff. We got some good silent auction stuff. So that's a 3-for-1 deal. You get your tickets online, and you buy $100 worth of raffle tickets, and you get $300 worth of raffle tickets. Okay? That's a lot of raffle tickets. That is a lot of raffle tickets. I think you get five raffle tickets for 20, so that would be five, that'd be 25, that would be 24 or 5, 20 or 25 times 3, that'd be like 75 chances to win something on a 3-for-1 deal by March 15th. You can go online and look at the details. But we have two platinum sponsors. We have Hallen Industries in Calvert County and Quality Built Homes also in Calvert. We have gold sponsors, which include W&W Tire and Auto Service and Battery Warehouse and Hall Company Accountants and the Quality Deer Management Association of Maryland. We have those. And we have, I mentioned the silver sponsor. But listen, we've got a Benelli Montefeltro. If you ever want to see a really nice shotgun, I actually won one of those a while back, the Benelli Montefeltro in 12-gauge. That was donated by Benelli. Continental Arms over here in Timonium donated a Tika T3 high-powered rifle in 7mm mag. What a terrific prize that is. Delta Waterfowl is donating a Benelli Montefeltro in 20-gauge. And they've also donated a four-day, four-man Argentina dove hunt that we'll be selling on the live auction. Steve Huttner provided from Ducks Unlimited provided a nice safari in South Africa. Van Wyck Safaris provided a safari in South Africa. And we've got all these things coming up at our event, a lot of small stuff. We've got a bow from the folks at Hoyt, a beautiful I can't remember the name of the bow. Anyway, it's a $1,000 bow donated by Hoyt. We've got a crossbow coming from Mission. We've got a couple of guided hunts. We've got a guided goose hunt from Sean Mann. We've got another goose hunt from Southern Maryland. We've got a number of decoys. We've got waterfowl gear. We've got taxidermy. We got one Creative Concepts donated a $2,000. Credit for life-size game, for North American game or African game. If you want to take advantage of that, we've got gift cards. We've got all types of stuff coming up. So anyway, let's talk to Tom in Rosedale. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing fine.
What's up?
I got a question about rockfish season.
Yes, sir.
And it comes in Maryland. What's the date again?
April 16th.
Yeah. Now, if the boat is docked out of Virginia, is there a different time?
Not for the Chesapeake Bay port. Not for the Maryland Chesapeake Bay portion. No.
Yeah, that's.
I have no idea what time the. What time the Virginia season starts? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question because we have property in Virginia along a creek by the bay.
Right.
And
well, this is the main stem of the bay. You're not going to. I mean, you said you're docked in a creek, but this is the main stem of the bay, sir. So you're going to have to, fish in the main portion of the bay for the rockfish season. Of course, no eels are allowed in that early part of the season. It's pretty much trolling only. So.
All right. So Maryland license would cover me then.
It should. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know because if the boat was registered out of Virginia, and they said you've got to be registered for Maryland. If it's a Maryland,
yeah, Maryland license will cover you, sure. And I don't know what the regulations are in Virginia for the boat. I mean, if there's any kind of reciprocal agreement or not.
Yeah, it's just one of those areas I didn't know, and we're getting ready now to make sure we go out and get a big one.
Well, good for you. I mean, you could always. You could always go to Google and Google, let's see, hold on here. Just let me see if I can get it up here real quick in the course of your call.
Yeah, they might say that the boat must have a...
Well, I'm not gonna tell you about the boat. You're going to have to check with your captain on that. Yeah, because he's going to be responsible for that. Let's see, Virginia striped bass season's 2016... Striper regulation summary card. Let's see what it says here. Wait till it loads up.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's taking forever. So that doesn't seem to be one working for me here real fast. Well, I'm not going to waste time on the phone while this thing loads, so we'll just, you'll just have to stay listening there, Tom.
Yeah, well, if it comes up while you're talking on the radio, just yell back, hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, here you go. Tom. All right, buddy, sounds good.
All right.
Thanks,
great
Tom.
Show, Alan. Take care.
All right, buddy, bye-bye. There he goes, yeah. Well, that didn't work out for us, didn't load up, so. It's still not loading up. And now the computer's frozen. Wonderful. Okay, good. Thanks for the call, Tom. We just killed the whole electronic media system here at the station. Yeah, we'll just cancel out of all that. Bang. And there we go. All righty. 410 WCBM 680. Does anybody know what the Virginia season is? We'll be more than glad to do that. But let's tell you about Clyde Sports Shop right now. By the way, the roof did not cave in Clyde Sports Shop. Apparently there were some repairs going on in the Menhaden L-Life storage facility down there. They were doing some replacing of some equipment, and nor did a bomb go off at Clyde Sports Shop. Breaking news. Nothing happened. Clyde Sports Shop is a ready-to-rock sale coming up Friday, March 18th. That's not very far away, through Sunday, March 27th. 10 days. You can pick up a great trolling combo. The most popular trolling combo is on sale for $139.95. That's a rod, reel, and line. It's pen reel, an Andy rod, and some quality line, $139.95. And then there's a pen 309 and a Shakespeare rod with a roller tip and line for just $89.95. And for that same $89.95, you can pick up one of the new pen Warfare, W-A-R-F-A-R-E, 30, level wind reels, perfect for trolling at $89.95. All the line's going to be on sale, too. The premium monofilament line for all types of fishing, you know, the Strand, the Berkeley, and others. The only exception is the Power Pro, but you can get that line for half price starting at just 1 cent a yard. Take your empty spools into Clyde's, and they'll fill them for you. Shakespeare, Pfluger, all the rods and reels are on sale. All the ugly sticks are going to be on sale. And we want you to check out their complete selection of St. Croix fishing rods as well. During the March 18th through Sunday, March 27th, Ready to Rock sale at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And the fishing hotline, which has now been updated and reflects the current fishing conditions, is 410-247-3474. 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
All right, going to watch a bobber go floating away. Let's talk to Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Mr. Allen, I'm doing wonderful. Just to let you know, I'm standing here in Clyde's Sports Shop.
And there's no evidence of a roof collapse, is there?
Negative. What they're doing, what I've been told, and he's sitting right here and he's not going to say anything, they're building a new wall to put in a freezer for bait.
Right.
So nothing's wrong. Everything is wonderful. And I'm looking to buy a new rod now. Thank you so much for that call, because now I'm going to irritate the wife with a new rod.
Oh, good for you. Why don't you irritate the fish with it rather than the wife?
Yeah, you can irritate the wife because I'm spending the money, and I'll irritate the fish because...
Oh, I see. I got it. All right. Well...
Anyway, just let you know, no, everything's good at Clyde.
I know that. I've known that. It's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I'm glad we have a lot... All right, Matt... Here we go, live to Matthew on the ground at Clyde Sports Shop, where he reports. Matthew, go. What are you hearing at Clyde Sports Shop?
What I'm hearing at Clyde Sports Shop is bait is still fresh, everything is ready to go, and the Beechwood Park perch, minnows, grass shrimp, is best bait. Lock Raven is crappy, small. Shiner and minnow, best bait. Liberty is crappy. Some walleye.
But Matthew, what about this story we've heard, and maybe it's a rumor and maybe it's not, that the roof has collapsed and the business is closed. Is that true or not?
That is negative. Negative Ghost Rider. That pattern is not full. I'm actually looking at the gun section right now, which doesn't open until 8 a.m.
So there's no destruction, as was reported earlier in this hour.
That is correct, sir.
Well, we are certainly glad to hear that. We're glad to hear. Was there anybody hurt in the roof collapse?
Negative, because there was no roof collapse. The only thing that's hurting is whoever thought there was.
They're building
a new bait freezer.
During the construction, were any of the workers harmed in any way?
Well, no. Only because they're not catching fish right now.
What about the bait, Matthew? Has all the bait survived?
Oh, the bait is still surviving. They're swimming in the pool.
No injuries reported, and no animals were harmed in this report. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
All right. Well, we hope you harm a few grass shrimp and some minnows while you go fishing, and we hope that your wife is not harmed while you're irritating with the purchase of your new fishing rod. Thank you for reporting from the scene, Matthew, this morning.
You got it, Mr. Allen. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, good grief. I don't know if the coffee's wearing off or not, or maybe all this aggressive reporting has gotten to me, but I'm just slowing down. I think maybe the lack of phone calls is doing it, so I guess we'll have to talk to Mike in Randallstown. Whoops, what happened? Is Mike there? Where's Mike? Hello. Oh, Mike's on the line talking to Bethany. That's okay. Oh, my. Waiting for that call to be cleared, and it is Mike in Randallstown. How are you, sir?
Okay, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You sound like you're right next door.
Well, I am about 6 miles away, actually.
What's up?
I got a question for you out of curiosity.
Yes, sir.
And that's all it is. I heard somewhere out west that the bison are so, are there so many of them,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting so destructive with whatever that means.
Right.
That they're bringing in, actually bringing in sharpshooters and hunters
mm-hmm.
to thin the herd. Have you heard anything?
Yes, some places that is true. Yellowstone is one of the places where the bison are prolific, and there are some Indian reservations as well where these animals are making quite a comeback. There are seasons I'm not sure if there's seasons in some of the western states, but I know in some of the Canadian provinces,
right?
There are some seasons on American bison,
uh-huh.
And yes, there are areas there where they can be hunted.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who the largest landowner is in the country?
The federal government.
Well, other than that, private landowner.
Oh no, I don't.
That would be Ted Turner.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that Ted Turner has a number of restaurants that serve bison?
Yes, I've heard about the bison being served.
Yes, and Ted Turner is a bison rancher with more than, I believe now, 1 million acres.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Ted Turner is single-handedly preserving and conserving, I guess is the better way, and leading the sustainability of the American bison.
Okay.
And also, on one of his ranches in New Mexico, I believe, he is single-handedly bringing back the black-footed ferret, which was on the endangered species list. He has a massive prairie dog farm,
right.
prairie dog colony on one of his ranches,
mm-hmm.
and the primary predator of the prairie dog is the black-footed ferret.
Oh, okay.
And these animals on his farm, his ranch there, are protected mm-hmm. and are being located all across the country because he's been so successful at the reintroduction of the black-footed ferret.
Well, that's good. That's good news.
Yes, it is. And, yep. And by the way, Ted Turner, who is a raging liberal,
mm-hmm.
But a brilliant person as far as being able to raise money.
Right.
Ted Turner's son is an extremely enthusiastic hunter.
Oh, how about that?
Yep. So I know some fellows that have hunted his ranch in New Mexico,
uh-huh.
and have been tremendously successful, including my late accountant Don Hall from up in Westminster.
Oh,
been very successful in the elk out there.
Yeah, so. I really found that kind of interesting when I heard it. I wasn't sure where that was taking place, but I just thought I'd ask you about.
I appreciate that. Well, I'll try to do a little research on that and get back to you on that. But yeah, that wouldn't be surprising. You know, the Plains bison were wiped out by the Army and by a group of contractors back in the 1870s or something like that.
Right.
And the purpose was not for the harvest of meat or anything like that. It was for twofold purposes. Get them out of the way of the railroads, number one, and to starve out the Plains Indians.
Oh, okay.
By taking away their food source.
Right. So, yeah. Well, you know, I've actually been in restaurants, not very many, but I've been in a couple restaurants where they actually serve bison burgers.
Sure. Yep.
And I've always been curious to know what they taste like.
They're just a big cow.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Yep. All right, brother.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Alan.
Thank
really
you, Mike.
Appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Up for me.
You got it. See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yep. There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anyway, we do invite you to the Maryland Hunting Coalition Legacy Dinner and Benefit. Go online, MarylandMDHuntingCoalition.org, and you'll see the dinner flyer there. You can download, you can become a sponsor, you can get your tickets, you can participate in the early bird. We have some great prizes, but we still have opportunities if you'd like to help us out and help us underwrite some of those things. We have prints that you can underwrite. We have jewelry that you can underwrite. And that what that does is it helps the coalition, you know, when that item is sold and it's been underwritten, basically paid for, that's more or less a contribution. So if that, you know, if that firearm is, you know, $400, $500 and somebody underwrites the cost of that and, you know, we give them credit and gratitude for that. And then when we auction it off or raffle it off or whatever it might be, then it's certainly more beneficial to the coalition. But feel free, anybody that wants to contact me about the coalition and the work of the coalition, you can email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. A number of our listeners have my email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And, you know, we had that challenge a couple weeks ago from one of our directors, Dale Gertz, offered up a $5,000 matching challenge. And the listeners of this show and others met that challenge. Dale called in a week or so ago, and while we were on the air, he made his contribution, and that was very beneficial. Went a long way to helping us pay for our dinner and benefit. You know, these things aren't free. We have to rent the hall and pay for the food up front, and you know, so it's all good. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition, none of the money goes out of state. We don't have a headquarters anywhere, but in Maryland, all the money stays here. We have about an $80,000, $90,000 budget, something like that. And the bulk of that is for our advocacy efforts in Annapolis, standing up for hunters as the last line of defense in Annapolis for hunting and hunters. And so, you know, we welcome anybody who's willing to come to our dinner and have a good time. And, we know a number of our listeners show up, and last year were there and had a great time and, maybe even won some stuff. We've got all kinds of things there. Last year we had, I think, over 160 different items that were won or purchased at auction or raffled off or whatever it might be. And we're on track to do that again this year. Plenty of gift certificates for taxidermy and for, you know, deer processing. M&G gave us some deer processing certificates. We picked up a couple of those. And so, you know, it's all good. We got some deer head, you know, the shoulder mounts that were donated. Somebody can bid on that or win one of those from some of the local taxidermists. We've got ducks and habitats and all kinds of stuff. And that whole list of donations will be available at the benefit, and all the folks will be given credit for that. So let's talk to, in a minute, we'll talk to Zeke at the Bay Bridge, around the Bay Bridge, going across the Bay Bridge, under the Bay Bridge, wherever he is. There we go. Hey, Zeke, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Ryan?
What's up?
Well, I want to put a shout out to Governor Hogan. Hope he's listening.
Okay.
And I want to thank him for lowering the tolls on the Bay Bridge. I just came over here this morning. I'm heading over to the hunting property.
Yeah.
Do a little work here today. And, man, I tell you what, it really saved. I have two sons, and they both started driving.
Right.
And for us to come over the shore, I live on the Western Shore. I come over here every weekend during the hunt season.
Yeah.
And it really helped out.
Well, I'll tell you what.
My shout out to the governor for really doing a good job and looking out for the people here.
Well, there you go, Zeke. That's great. I appreciate that. You know, the governor was very cordial, very engaging when he came to our event, our Blaze and Camo Day, 2 weeks ago. I guess it was February 4th. He showed up and grabbed one of our hats, you know, and he engaged with us, and he talked to our advocate, and he was there with Senator Astle and a couple other of the lawmakers, and you know, we just had these folks are not monsters, they're not animals, they're people, they're just doing their job, and they're standing up for their constituents and what they want. And you know, Governor Hogan was very engaging, and you know, you could have a conversation with him. One of the pictures I have, I'm making a point. I've got my arm around the governor, and he's got a big smile on his face, you know, and he's just a people person. He's a very personable guy, and I like the guy. You know?
I haven't yet met him. I'd like to meet him one day. But
yep.
Yeah, it was real nice. Because I'll tell you what, it's pretty expensive when you got two sons hunting and you're running over here.
No question.
But I'll tell you what a great deer season we had this year.
Oh, did you really?
Early on, the rut came on.
Yeah.
Right about Halloween.
Yeah.
And it lasted 2 weeks. And I have a bunch of youth hunters. I have a bunch of great nephews that hunt with me. I have my nephews and the great nephews.
Right.
And, on the weekend for the 2-day youth hunt, the kids shot 6 big bucks. And what a fantastic time we had.
How many kids you have out?
We had 7 kids out.
And 6 of them got bucks.
Six, not just bucks, They all went to the taxidermist. They were bucks that me and you would hang on the wall.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Zeke.
Yeah, my one son, he took a 15 point with a double main beam.
Good
and
grief.
The other one took a 9 point with about a 19 inch spread on it.
Wow.
Spread, so
wow, that's nice.
Nine.
That's nice. Well, you know, I published that Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put any pictures in there, we'd be glad to publish them for you. Man, that would be cool to have those six kids with all their bucks together on the youth hunt day, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we got a picture with all six of them together.
Yeah.
Because some were only there on Saturday, some were there on Sunday.
Right.
And the craziest thing, Al, I hunt all every weekend, and I'm conscious of where my wind's going. I'm always conscious of my scent. I never wear my street clothes in.
Right.
My shoes change. Even going out to lunch, we change.
Yep.
I saw a bunch of small bucks. Never saw one of the big ones at all. Early season, from September all the way through.
Right.
And all of a sudden, here's six bucks.
They all showed up the same day, huh? Same weekend.
When you least expected. Yeah, same weekend.
Yeah.
2 days.
Sure.
All them bucks were taken. It
sure.
was just unbelievable.
That's...
And we still spotted a couple after that hunt.
Yeah.
Didn't take no more.
What county are you in there, Zeke?
Down in Queen Anne's.
Queen Anne's. Okay. There's a lot of nice deer in Queen Anne's County. No question about it.
There is. Also, did some hunting down in Dorchester.
Right.
And for Zika.
Yep.
Took two. And did just two hinds.
Yeah.
You know, one with a bow, one with a gun. Could have killed plenty of them.
Right.
They were everywhere.
Oh, we had opportunities. We had opportunities all season. And until the last day, and we only saw one. I saw one. I passed up a bunch of little ones. We passed up spikes and all that stuff. And even my grandson passed up, the hinds during the early firearm season. We went down there the last day. And unfortunately, somebody had shot one of the small hinds and didn't pay much attention to the instructions. The instructions were bring the whole deer back, and we've got a place where we can dress them out. Dressed them right on the middle of the road. And, and it attracted an eagle. Well, you get an eagle on the ground in sick of deer country, you're not going to see any sick of deer, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, my grandson was the one that was in that stand. I wound up taking a hind that last day of the firearm season down there. But it was all good, so.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it was a fantastic hunt down there. Both my sons killed their first Sikas this year.
Nice.
So we had one gentleman take a Sika down there and had tags in his ears. It had big yellow tags with numbers in both ears, and it had a steel tag stamped on one ear from the University of Delaware.
Did he have it mounted?
Yes, he got it mounted, and he got the history of the deer. He called up
University
of Delaware, and they told him it was probably tagged about a mile and a half from where we were located.
How long ago?
In 2009.
Yep.
In 2009, it was a mature 6-point.
Oh my gosh! And how, what was it now? What was it this? What was
it? It was kind of a crazy rack. It wasn't anything uniform. It was thick.
Yeah.
But it was like it wasn't a pretty 6-point. It had some points on it. It was pretty wild looking, right?
All on its way downhill. Do you have any pictures of that one, Zeke?
No, I don't. But I might be able to come up with something.
Yeah, if you come up with something like that, that would be pretty cool because you know this. Excuse me, those stags will live 20 years.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And they said it was mature. For in order them to reach maturity, they say it's between 3 to 4 years.
Right.
For them to get 6 points. So in 2009, it had a 6-point rack when they tagged it.
So that deer is at least 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was big. I mean, he probably dressed out about 110.
That's a big Sika.
Oh, yeah.
That's
big
Sika.
Big barrel chest on it.
Yep.
You know when they get big, when the chest looks huge and the hind end looks small.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him.
But hey, thanks for your show. I just like listening when I'm heading over here. Me and my boys listen all the time.
I love hearing from you, Zeke. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right, look, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is my email address if somebody wants to send me one of those pictures. Or you can always call me here, and I'll have Bethany give you my cell phone number, okay?
I'll get them to you, Ron.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
See you, Zeke.
Bye-bye.
I enjoy talking to a hunter who enjoys what he's doing, enjoys his enthusiasm, and enjoys taking the kids out. I love it. That's the kind of calls we need all the time. That's the kind of folks we have in our hunting community here. Ethical hunters that abide by the law, that pass it on from generation to generation, and that is the way to do it. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about Clyde Sport Shop. Now, I've been telling you about the fishing sale coming up on, March 18th through the 27th and all that. But I want to tell you The Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. They have got everything you need for turkey season, including the BPS pump shotgun, which is a really nice shotgun. You can get it 12-gauge, 10-gauge. You know, it comes in 4, 10, 28, 16, 20, 16, 10, and 12 and 10 gauges as well. And there's two deer models available, but Browning makes a great turkey gun, too. So check that out. Now, for waterfowl, if you want to get in this late conservation season and you're looking for a new firearm, it's the A5. Yep, that's right. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes with 3 or 3.5-inch chamber, 12-gauge, 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. Or the Maxxis is another great shotgun. It's another autoloader. It has a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil, and it's waterfowl hunting perfection. So check those two out if you're a waterfowl hunter and want something for that season. And if you're just a shotgun sports shooting guy, the 725 Satori Sporting Clays is all you need. 12 and 20 gauge, all good to go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The fishing hotline, say it with me, 247-3474, 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 8410 W&W Tire and Auto.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high.
Well, because of time constraints, we can't wait till the water gets 5 feet high, can we? So, it seems like everybody got out safely, though, after that flood. I'll tell you, we had some rain this week, didn't we? Good grief. Yep, I think it may not have prevented the fish from coming upstream, but it sure did prevent the fishermen from reaching them, that's for sure. So as the water continues to draw down this next week, it should be pretty good for perch fishing in all the areas on the eastern shore. And as we had we had our guest from Fisheries Service here, Keith Lockwood, talked about the list of perch fishing spots on the DNR website, so we would invite you to go there and check that out, that's for sure. So, you know, here we are at the end of the show. We had a few nice, interesting calls. Did we mention that there was no roof collapse at Clyde Sports Shop while we were on the air? We did check the AP wire, that's for sure, and there was nothing on there, but we'd had a live reporter from the scene, so it's all good that the roof did not collapse. And I'm sure I'm driving my buddy John B. in crazy right now talking about it, but that's okay. It's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to weigh in and be the last caller of the morning, we'll be glad to take your call and go out with a bang. Call me up and then get me give me a subject to chew on here for the weekend. And, you know, you can annoy me, you can try to stump me, you can do whatever you want, but we only have a very limited amount of time, like 2 minutes to do that. So if you want to call now. If there's a question you've always wanted to ask, it's time to do that. If not, I'm just going to talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition and our efforts in the General Assembly. We've got a lot of things going on down there. There's some gun bills that are very detrimental that we are working with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus on to try and get those stopped. There are some bills that are in the works that haven't been what they call dropped yet that we're trying to change the attitude on that. So we're just working here. Oh man, I wish somebody would have called about this earlier. Hi, Shelley, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I wondered if you had heard anything about Judge Scalia and being part of a secret hunting society.
I did. And have you done research on it?
Well, I read a couple articles, and it's really quite interesting what I did hear. That's kind of an ancient thing that was revived.
The conservation ethics from the 1600s.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to look back, and what I wondered when I read a little bit about it, and I haven't done the whole thing because I've been just hugely busy all week, but what I wondered about it was this thing goes back centuries. And people like Judge Scalia and others have been part of that. I'm wondering if perhaps Teddy Roosevelt was part of that, and his influence by that society had something to do with the conservation ethic and the modern conservation practices we have now here in North America and in particular the United States.
Yeah, well, if anyone would have been, I think he would have.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, he's one of the fathers of the modern conservation ethic here in North America. So it's great. It's absolutely spectacular.
Well, have a terrific day.
Thanks for the call, Shelley. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Herb in Essex, real quick.